America Houston. I have a couple of miscellaneous items here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, we'd like you to disable B2 and D2 just for a drill here.
Oh, thank you, Gordo.
Also, the she tank looks exactly nominal as far as the rise rate goes to us.
Can't argue with that.
And to summarize your film budget situation, have three magazines, KK, LL, and MM, are budgeted for the scheduled photos such that they have only 5, 19, and 1, respectively, frames left over after you've done all the scheduled pictures. And November, we think has just 9 frames remaining now. The two non-scheduled magazines are OO and PP, 160 frames each. Those are the ones provided for optional use. We have 44 additional frames scheduled out of November, scheduled during lunar orbit. There's only 9 left in it now, so we'd like to save at least 60 frames out of either Oscar or Papa Papa, the two optional magazines, to cover the scheduled frames. Guess what we're saying is there's no problem. We still got plenty of film, but you will have to use some of your optional mags for scheduled pictures. 60 frames is what we want to save.
Okay, Mighty Pine Gordo, plan on Oscar for that magazine.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 6323 ground elapsed time. The Space Digital's display here in the control center still showing Earth to spacecraft distance and velocity. Distance 180,309 nautical miles. Velocity relative to Earth 2,593 feet per second. A few moments ago, the lunar module pilot Jack Schmidt, who is a professional geologist, put on his hat as an amateur meteorologist and described some of the global weather systems visible from their vantage point out beyond 180,000 miles from Earth. Still up live and standing by at 6324 ground elapsed time. This is Apollo Control.